Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's time for headlines. This is the Almost Famous podcast, and we are pumped to have Ashley here to break them all down for us.
Hello.
She knows them all detailed, sentence by sentence. Ashley, what's going on?
Hey, let's talk about the wedding of the week, because there's been a lot of bachelor weddings lately.
Here's the headline. It's Bachelor in Paradise's Kenny and Mari are married. Inside the Puerto Rico wedding. So just so everybody knows, we've recorded an episode with the two of them. So if you want some more details from their own mouth, you can go back and listen to that episode as well. But here is the headline that is taking over Bachelor Nation.
Mm-hmm. So just brief synopsis, guys. They got married in front of 65 guests in Puerto Rico. She got walked down the aisle by her veteran dad on Veterans Day, and he was in his full military suit. And they are going to have a wedding later on in 2024 where they have all their friends, including Bachelor Nation. But this one was a little bit more intimate, best friends and family. And Mari shares some wedding dress drama, to say the least, on our podcast with them.
The next headline is about Rachel Lindsay. Now, I'm so glad this is a headline this week.
I love this headline too.
Well, the reasoning is because every time I post anything on social media now, there's always this like scammer robot bot that just like has no picture, like two followers that says, why don't you guys talk about Rachel and Brian breaking up? And I was like, well, because I didn't know they were, or are they? Or
I
are they
see still that too under my stuff.
It's weird. I don't know what's going on. But here is a headline that will give us some clarity. Bachelor Nation's Rachel Lindsay details family plans and journey with husband Brian.
That bot that writes underneath our pictures, they keep saying like they are breaking up because she doesn't want kids anymore. Okay. That's what this, it's not true. They're actually seemingly trying to have children. And I'm glad that Rachel's talking about this. This is why I like the headline, because she's asked at this red carpet event, like kids in the future. And she goes, it's something that we want. It's been harder than I thought it would be. We're trying. You think, oh yeah, I'm ready. I'll make it happen. But it's just been a little bit more difficult for us, but we're definitely starting the process.
Okay. It covers it all then.
So it's like,
they're still together then.
Yeah. And just because they don't have kids now doesn't mean they're not trying to have children. So it's like, rude.
And let's not jump to conclusions that they broke up just because of a rumor that started from a robot. I mean, they're obviously still together. She's talking about it. It's just not
true. They posted Halloween pictures together. They've been very vocal about the fact that they don't want to really share their relationship on social media. And just one more little comment about just trying to conceive. It's like, yeah, guess what? It doesn't just take one time, usually. It often takes more than 3 months. And then it is, quote, normal for up to a year. You know, it's not infertility for a year. And, you know, let's just back off these ladies, all right?
Next headline is this. Bachelor Nation's Carly Waddell was not a fan of what she quotes, extra college classmate Lady Gaga. Carly says she drove me crazy.
Guys, I am friends with Carly, okay? Love Carly. Did not love this conversation. I don't know why I'm so defensive of Lady Gaga, who I have never met in my life. I just felt like Carly could have kept this one to herself. Like, Lady Gaga is an absolute icon. And she just talks about how she annoyed her at lunch at NYU. She said that she would sit on the piano every single day and just play and sing Wicked at the top of her lungs. And we were just all trying to eat lunch. It was break time. And we were like forced to listen to her. See, a lot of this is about language. If she was just like, oh my gosh, I had class with her and she would sing at the top of her lungs during lunch. It was like, it was something to experience. That it's just the fact that she just seems a little bitter about it. Like she really, it sounds like she didn't like her. Okay. And then she said, we would just try to enjoy a break. I just wanted to eat my sandwich. And so I used to eat in the hallway. She was driving me nuts. She said that she would wear these really tight, ridiculous, she said, she would wear these really tight leotards and she had really big boobs that they were coming out and she was so ridiculous. And when asked if she was noticeably better than the other students, Carly said no. She said, I mean, she was one of the good ones, but I wouldn't have ever said she's like so above. But now she's so above. What's your take?
My take is if I went to college and the most like the person that drove me the craziest ended up becoming like multi-platinum millionaire, like I would be like, dang it, that's wild. That's like a big kick to my, you know, front side. And the thought I would have personally would just be, it would kind of be a lesson for me on, you know, kind of quick to judgment is like, hey, yeah, obviously this person is very passionate about the arts. And so they were just singing all the time. It's kind of who Lady Gaga stayed. Like, it's not like her, it's not like people read this and like, yeah I don't expect Lady Gaga to be sitting down at a piano. What I would probably say at this point, at this point in my life, what I would probably say would be, how crazy is it that every day at lunch, I got a free concert from Lady Gaga?
I know.
Like, I just think that's probably would have been a better way to say it.
Listen, you guys know that I'm not above talking. Like, I will talk. I just don't like talking Lady Gaga, who I just have like loved and respected so long. And I don't know. She's didn't talented. Know her personally. You know, she knew her personally. So maybe she just felt a little bit more angsty towards her, but it's fine.
Do you think in college she was Lady Gaga?
No, she was Stephanie. She referred to herself. Carly refers to her as Stephanie in the interview. It was on Jason's podcast.
I wish she just would have gone all out and been like, yeah, you can refer to me as Lady Gaga.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Hey, Gary Turner, the current Golden Bachelor, is wary of the Golden Bachelor in Paradise, but he says his suitors would have the time of their lives.
He says, I don't know if that's something I would support. But I do know that there's an awful lot of individuals from the Golden Bachelor that would be fantastic on the beach. They would have the time of their lives. But that's all he's got to say about that.
That's all he's got. I would love to see it. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'd love to see it. Well, more love and more good stories here. Bachelor's Tinley Molzan is pregnant, expecting second baby with husband Taylor Leopold.
Yeah, I'm so happy for them. I know that this was something that she wanted to do. Just, you know, the basic things that she writes in the Instagram reel and the posts. And she goes, we couldn't be more excited. So relieved to finally be able to share this special news with all of you. Rel is so stoked to be a big sister and to the heart. And she's very thoughtful to those who are trying and might be upset by the post of another woman being pregnant. She goes, to the hearts that are still in a season of waiting, we understand this news can be bittersweet. Sending you all big hugs, big love, and prayers for a future of your heart's desires being fulfilled.
More baby news. Love is Blind's Giannina, expecting first baby with Bachelorette's Blake Hortzman.
Oh, yeah. Another baby news. Holy moly. Lots of baby topics this week, huh? I saw on Demois, you know, do you know what Demois is, Ben?
No.
No. So she does like blind items. So basically, they're like celebrity rumors. But she has pretty good sources. But she's totally like, she does not reveal who she is. But she puts all these rumors out there. And it said Bachelor alum is like expecting baby with somebody who's not a Bachelor alum, but is still well known. And one person in the comments said this has to be Blake. And I'm here reading this on Instagram being like, it's totally Blake. It's so Blake. And a couple people were suspecting other people. And then a couple days later, boom, the Instagram drops. We're so excited to meet our spring baby. They're both 34 years old. They said nobody was expecting it. But as far as like their family goes, they said that no one was expecting it, but everybody has been so excited about it. The reactions have been spectacular. Lots of screaming, happy tears, jumping up and down.
Final headline of the day is The Bachelor in Paradise's Kat Izzo addresses her controversial behavior, and what she asks for is a call for kindness.
Okay. Watching this week's episode, I just wanted to also get on here, and knowing that she had said this earlier in the week, Kat has been absolutely outrageous. And she's definitely made some like questionable moves, as we all do in Paradise. But I genuinely like her. There's something about her that's like really fun for me to watch. She reminds me of an old friend that I had, over the top, dramatic, but very easily excitable. But like, you just overall like the person. And that is exactly Kat. I'm not saying she's going to be an easy partner to a man one day. Nor am I. Not at all. You could talk to Jared about that. But I really like Kat. And I think, and that's all I got. I personally have to say, this is what Kat had to say on her Instagram. On reality TV, being open and vulnerable is tough. And it shows like it shows that, like everyone else, we have these missteps in life. We are all genuine people, and I apologize if my actions on the show inadvertently hurt others. In the unfiltered lens of reality TV, where vulnerability is both a strength and struggle, I feel you, girl. It's a reminder that as humans, we are bound to make mistakes along this unpredictable journey. Sharing our lives with the world takes a toll on our mental well-being. This is a call for understanding and kindness, not as victims or villains, I like the way she said that, but as people on paths to figuring out their own stories. Let's recognize our shared vulnerability as humans and encourage growth, learning, and understanding as we deal with our imperfections. I think that's really well written.
It is well written. I do think, you know, we've always said it, your behavior on these shows sometimes can teach you a lot about yourself. You've never really watched yourself or watched the reactions that people have to your behavior. And I think watching yourself on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, or other reality shows can really be a time to learn about, hey, yeah, I didn't know that I had this tendency, or I didn't know that what I was saying was coming off so poorly. And so the hope here is that people just always learn, grow, and become like a better, less maybe hurtful human on the back end of this. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. But in Kat's case, let's let's celebrate the fact that she's, you know, admitting to it, watching it, and now we can be nice to her, you know, because who wants to be, you know, pounded on when you're probably already hurting from the, you know, experiences on the show.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ben and I have a lot of episodes this week. We have an interview with Mari and Kenny, and we are also recapping Bachelor in Paradise and The Golden Bachelor. So stay tuned for those episodes. Ben and I are about to record our recap of Bachelor in Paradise now, where I can't wait to hear his thoughts about Olivia, who I thought had her best week ever. Stay tuned for that. Love you guys so much. Until next time, I've been Ashley.
And I've been Ben.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.